sort of creative way can I intro this mailbag with today? I got nothing.
Good to see you. Let's answer some questions from Facebook. I'm Drew Doherty, and I love answering questions about the Texans, about life, about anything. First one comes from Mac, spelled M-A-C. Mac, are you Scottish?
Our slogan is, if it's no Scottish, it's crap.
Mac wants to know, is J.J. Watt going to play tight end for real now? Well, he wasn't playing it for fake, but I don't see him switching from defensive end to tight end. Stranger things have happened, but I don't think that's going to go for for like the real deal. He's not going to totally switch positions. Just look for him to come in every now and again as a tight end. But good question. Thank you, Mac. Our next one comes from Mickey Townsend, and he's got a bone to pick with all you negative Nancys out there. Mickey says this. Why is it that when the Texans win, everybody's in great spirits and everything's peachy?
Rock and roll! Touchdown, Houston!
And when they lose one game, everybody thinks that they can be a better general manager, owner, coach, and player than anyone else.
I'm smart, you're dumb. I'm big, you're little. I'm right, you're wrong.
Yeah, Mickey, I know what you're talking about. But that's just kind of how life goes. It's not just specific to the Texans and specific to sports franchises. I suggest you take a look at the political realm as well. Daniel Shulman says, with the new unexpected plays being called, like the Watt TD and the fake punt first down toss by Leckler, are there any other Texans we can expect to get in on the trickery? Yes. And he suggests maybe an Andre pass to Foster for the touchdown? Maybe. Maybe. And maybe something else. But maybe. Richard Betancourt cracking folks up. He's got a serious question. How close is Clowney to returning to the starting lineup? But then he finishes with the joke. And does Jadeveon like clowns? As far as Clowney returning to the lineup, it should be a couple weeks. He said it was 4 to 6 weeks originally when he had that knee surgery. So 4 to 6 weeks, so it should be coming soon. Robert Hausler, I think you're off here, buddy. You say, all we want in Houston, all caps, is consistent QB play. That's all we ever, all caps, asked for here. Something tells me that back in 1836, when the Allen brothers landed on Buffalo Bayou, that they weren't asking for quarterback play and better quarterback play at that. So I got to contend with you. But your main point, the quarterback position needs to play better. Every position on the team needs to play better if the Texans are going to do what they want, and that's win a Super Bowl. But, you're just a little bit off there historically. Casey Owen has this. Who do you think will put on more of a show? Fitz against his old team or Hopkins against his old teammate? Thanks, Drew Dacius. I've never heard Drew Dacius before. Thank you for calling me that. And as far as that goes, boy, Hopkins could put on a show just about any week now. He did it last week. That's still the greatest catch I've ever seen. And I act like a knucklehead in this video quite a bit, but I'm being serious now. That's the greatest catch I've ever seen any place, all time. Tremendous. I'm going to give you $50 worth of Texas Lottery scratch-off. So scratch away and win lots of money and just have at it. Wow, another great batch of mailbag questions. Send them in again next week, and we'll do it again next week. This has been your mailbag.